Sam Harris quotes a failed Palestinian suicide bomber who said that what drove him to kill Israelis was
the love of martyrdom. I didn't want revenge for anything. I just wanted to be a martyr.
On 19th of November 2001, The New Yorker carried an interview by Nasra Hassan of another failed suicide bomber, a polite young Palestinian aged 27, known as S. It is so poetically eloquent of the lure of paradise, as preached by moderate religious leaders and teachers, that I think it's worth giving at some length.
What is the attraction of martyrdom? I asked. The power of the spirit pulls us upward, while the power of material things pulls us downward, he said. Someone bent on martyrdom becomes immune to the material pull. Our planner asked, what if the operation fails? We told him, in any case, we get to meet the Prophet and his companions, inshallah. We were floating, swimming in the feeling that we were about to enter eternity. We had no doubts. We made an oath on the Quran, in the presence of Allah, a pledge not to waver. This jihad pledge is called Bayt al-Ridwan, after the garden in paradise that is reserved for the prophets and the martyrs. I know that there are other ways to do jihad, but this one is sweet, the sweetest. All martyrdom operations, if done for Allah's sake, hurt less than a gnat's bite. S showed me a video that documented the final planning for the operation. In the grainy footage, I saw him and two other young men engaging in a ritualistic dialogue of questions and answers about the glory of martyrdom. The young men and the planner then knelt and placed their right hands on the Quran. The planner said, "Are you ready? Tomorrow you will be in paradise."
If I had been S, I'd have been tempted to say to the planner, "Well, in that case, why don't you put your neck where your mouth is? Why don't you do the suicide mission and take the fast track to paradise?" But what is so hard for us to understand is that, to repeat the point because it's so important, these people actually believe what they say they believe. The take-home message is that we should blame religion itself, not religious extremism, as though that were some kind of terrible perversion of real, decent religion. Voltaire got it right long ago.
Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities.
So did Bertrand Russell.
Many people would sooner die than think. In fact, they do.
As long as we accept the principle that religious faith must be respected simply because it is religious faith, it is hard to withhold respect from the faith of Osama bin Laden and the suicide bombers. The alternative, one so transparent that it should need no urging, is to abandon the principle of automatic respect for religious faith. This is one reason why I do everything in my power to warn people against faith itself, not just against so-called extremist faith. The teachings of moderate religion, though not extremist in themselves, are an open invitation to extremism. It might be said that there's nothing special about religious faith here. Patriotic love of country or ethnic group can also make the world safe for its own version of extremism, can't it? Yes, it can, as with the kamikazes in Japan and the Tamil tigers in Sri Lanka. But religious faith is an especially potent silencer of rational calculation, which usually seems to trump all others. This is mostly, I suspect, because of the easy and beguiling promise that death is not the end, and that a martyr's heaven is especially glorious. But it is also partly because it discourages questioning by its very nature. Christianity, just as much as Islam, teaches children that unquestioned faith is a virtue.